Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Petrified Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Martinez, here with my co-host,
Eric Lover.
And we hope everyone's had a good week. Hope you had a great St. Patrick's Day. Hope everyone drank a lot and ate a lot of shepherd's pie. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, just enjoyed
it. Everything else, yep.
Got some green drinks, you know, themed drinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, since, you know, in honor to that, we wanted to do the Leprechaun this week. That's the movie we're talking about, we're reviewing, and how wildly
amazing
it really is. I mean, in a goofy kind of way, comedic kind of way. I mean, obviously there's a lot of comedic elements in it, but I love this movie, man. It's just so silly.
It's a no-brainer. You can just like turn it on and sit back and watch it, and it's, you know, you could walk away for like 10 minutes and come back and all is well, you know.
The makeup is pretty good on Warwick Davis. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's, you know, starring Warwick Davis, of course, as the Leprechaun. Jennifer Aniston as Tori, the daughter, who is being harassed by the Leprechaun. Ken Olant, who plays Nathan, who is the
handyman love interest.
Yeah, with the shitty paint jobs that he does.
Oh, horrible. Walks around the whole movie with like a one like solid square of light blue paint on his bicep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. But before we get too into this movie, make sure you follow us on Instagram. Make sure you follow us anywhere else, you know, subscribe to our podcast anywhere and download it, share it, rate it, review it. It helps us out a lot. And yeah, let's get into Leprechaun Lassie. This movie came out in 1993, written and directed by Mark Jones. And as we said before, it stars Jennifer Aniston, one of her breakout roles, I guess you could say, in cinema.
Yeah, it definitely was one of the earliest ones.
Yeah, because a year later she would be in Friends and then everybody would know.
Which is funny when you like look at it, like it's so many horror film actresses have gone on to do bigger and better things.
Oh, yeah.
Julia Dreyfus was in Troll. Later
on,
she went to go play Elaine in Seinfeld. You know, and it was all right around that same time period. So here you have Jennifer Aniston in Leprechaun, who obviously goes on to play, was it Rachel?
Yeah, the Rachel, okay. Man. And the hairstyle and everything, that's what caught on.
I don't know. I was the Seinfeld guy, you know.
Oh, I love Seinfeld too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friends is pretty good. It's not too bad. I know people like to hate on it, but it's actually really.
They had a monkey in the show. You gotta, you know. I can't hate on them completely. They had that Marcel monkey guy, you know, so.
But yeah, and it stars Ken Oldaunt as Nathan. I don't know if I've seen him in anything else, or maybe I've missed something.
I definitely haven't. Robert Gorman is the young Alex, who is some kind of apprentice handyman. And then you have Mark Holton, who plays Ozzy.
Yes.
I wouldn't know how to put the slow-witted.
Slow-witted character.
Slow-witted apprentice handyman. Subservient to Alex.
Yeah.
And you'll remember him from, you know, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Back in
1984, where he played Francis Buxton. That's the only other person I can really think of that was in this movie that had any other relatable film, you know, appearances. Besides,
yeah, Warwick Davis, who, you know, obviously, before this, he was in Willow.
Yeah.
And, of course, Star Wars
Goodness, Wicked the Ewok, you know, Return of the Jedi. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they had to get a release from George Lucas.
Because
he was under contract with Lucas.
George Lucas allowed him to do
it. Yeah, he allowed him to do Leprechaun, which is kind of cool because, you know, obviously Wicket was probably one of the most memorable Ewoks.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least in my opinion. But then, you know, he turns around and, hey, you get your own kind of starring role. And that was kind of cool, George Lucas to do that.
And I know at the time, too, he was like, there was like an 8-month period where he wasn't working. I know his baby had passed away.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he was in a dark state. And so to get a role where, you know, you're kind of playing a, you know, a good, you know, person, to get like a villain story, you know, kind of, you know, express yourself, you know. He probably wanted to get that kind of darkness out of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Leprechaun, Mark Jones thought he was going to hate it. He thought, you know, he wouldn't, because, you know, they were trying to cast a little person to do it. Everybody suggested Warwick Davis. And so he was like, he doesn't want to. Dude, he was doing Star Wars. He's doing all this stuff. Like,
he just came off Willow with Val Kilmer.
He's not going to want to read this. Like, he's too good of an actor. Said it to him anyways. And Warwick loved it. And the rest is
cinematic history.
Whole bunch of movies.
8 movies. I think there's 9 now.
With the 2018 one?
Yeah, with the Origins. I think there's 9 now.
Yeah.
He's been to the hood a couple times. Dude's been to space. And that's the space one was the best. Growing up, the space one, hands down, it made no sense.
That's the first one I watched.
In space?
In space, yeah.
Where the gluish princess or whatever she was, reveals her breast.
Vaguely remember it because I was very, very young, and it came up on the Sci-Fi Channel. We're like, oh, dude, we'll just watch it. We'll just leave it on. Of course, you know, we always watch horror movies, so we just left it on. And
yeah. See, I watched it when I was probably like 24, 25, and I'm watching it, and like this young lady comes up, and she just opens up her shirt, bare-breasted right there. And they like, then she closes her top and she walks away. And they're like, oh, boobies, whatever. And then like 45 minutes later, they're like, oh, on Jalupla or whatever her home planet is, that's how they greet each other, is they open up their tops. And it's like, why are you explaining this stuff like 45 minutes later?
Because, you know, why not, man? You just need it.
I don't know, man. I like, it's just me. I remember watching it with some people I was hanging out with years ago. And we were just like, why? And then, like I said, they explained it like 45 minutes later. It was just the oddest thing. But yeah, he goes to space, man.
He goes everywhere.
He goes wherever the gold is, damn it.
Yeah, wherever the gold is.
Wherever they take his gold, he's going to find it.
But a lot of movies at the time were doing in space.
Oh, yeah. Hellraiser went to space. Jason went to space.
I'm surprised like the other ones hadn't gone to space yet. Like, you know. Michael Myers
Halloween in space. Yeah, that would have been great.
Cyber Michael. Oh my gosh, man. Dude,
think about it.
That would have been
Art the Clown in space.
He could go to space. He could. There's still one more movie to come. Yeah. But yeah, Leprechaun, man. I mean, he did a great job. I mean, the prosthetics and the makeup were great, especially for the time. It's a low budget movie, you know, released by Trimark.
Trimark or TriStar?
Trimark, if I remember correctly. Which is it was their first film, you know, that they had in theaters and all that. I mean, that was really a bigger kind of project. Which, I mean,
still pretty good budget, though. I mean, they had like $900,000 to play with.
Yeah. Almost a million.
Just shy of a million. And, you know, that's not bad. I mean, some of the movies we reviewed on here has like $9 for a budget.
True.
So,
yeah. We did this with a nickel and a pack of.
Exactly. I had 5 packs of ketchup from the Burger King, and we just made it happen. Yep.
But yeah, this one is a great one, man. I mean, starts off, you know, Tori and her dad are moving to North Dakota to.
He bought a property.
He's you know.
And she's, you know, Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive girl.
Yeah.
And so I think mom is
at the time highly stereotypical.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, more realistic.
Yeah. Like, she was just, you know, like a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
And rather than have her live in the city and just go to party and stuff, mom's like, I'm going to ship you off to your dad for the summer.
Yeah. Oh, I say it opens up with that, but that's like the second half because we get the visual of the leprechaun first, messing with his gold, you know.
Because he's down in his cave counting his, you know. That dude's obsessive compulsive. He needs some therapy because he counts the stuff like 7 times. He's like, oh, 1. Every time he gets it back, he's like, 1, 2, 3.
Dude,
all 100 pieces. I don't know.
Yeah, that and he shines shoes.
Yeah, well, he was a cobbler.
Yeah.
Before, you know, I guess he got perverted by, you know, before he kind of, you know, schmeagled the golem.
I guess so, yeah.
I guess he was a cobbler, and so that's what he does.
Yeah, you get introduced to that. He's like, you know, in the rainbow light shining through on the gold, and he's just counting it and saying that people are just going to have to try harder to get his gold, but they won't survive the night. They'll die.
Yeah. Everybody dies.
But we cut to Mr. O'Grady, who is
coming home and
drinking and driving. Kids, do not do this. He is drinking Jameson. So you know he's Irish.
Absolutely. Can't get more stereotypical than that.
Comes home and his wife's like, you know, what, you know, what's got into you? Like, why are you drinking and, you know, celebrating? And he's pretty
He was in the limousine.
Oh, he was in the limousine. He
was not drinking and driving kids. Oh, he was in a limousine.
That is a small limousine.
Yeah, he was in a 19, like, it looked like a Lincoln Town car. But yeah, dude, that was a limousine back then.
Maybe that's why I thought he was driving, because it was so small.
Yeah, remember, because he daps out the dude on the porch. He's like, that's you're a good Lattie Otis, or whatever the kid's name was. Yeah.
It's something Irish. It wasn't a whole, it was an Irish name. Yeah, he's like sipping Jameson. Not sipping. He is chugging
Jameson. Yeah, he's downing. Yeah.
And he tells his wife, he goes, hey, because he had to go to Ireland to go bury his mother. And, you know, while he was there, he found some gold. He caught a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Made him, you know, show him where the gold is.
Broke him down. Just, yeah.
And, yeah, he took the gold from him. But what he doesn't know is that that leprechaun is going to find his gold one way or another. He needs it back. You can't just keep it. So they're going to celebrate. She makes some tea. And then the leprechaun finally strikes. He gets his first kills.
Yep.
Yeah.
Old wifey poo making the tea in the kitchen.
Yeah, because he's making like a little girl sound, you know, let me out, you know, because he's in the suitcase or whatever. And so she opens it up. And which, okay, first of all, if it's like in a little briefcase looking thing, there's nothing in there. Like,
could have been a tiny little kid.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's not a basket case.
Oh, don't open that box.
And she's like, oh, you know, do you need help? Whatever. And it's like, really? Like, someone's in there? Like, who's in there? Like, what's going to be? But I mean, obviously, there was something in there. It was a leprechaun. Gets her, scares her off. And or scares her down the stairs, unfortunately. She tumbles, breaks her neck, and she dies. And when Mr. O'Grady comes back, he thinks he's talking to his wife, and it's not.
Yeah, because Leprechaun's got great skills of mimicry. So he's like literally like mimicking her voice. Oh, yeah, Seamus, come to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you put the gold?
Yeah.
Tell me, Seamus. This offends any Irish people. We're sorry.
The movie was not our, it's not our, you know, it's not our intellectual property.
True.
We're just reviewing it.
We're just reviewing it, and we're quoting somewhat what they're saying.
If I do Tales from the Hood, things are going to happen, okay?
But yeah, he sees that the leprechaun has found him, so he goes to get his piece and his little four-leaf clover that weakens the leprechaun. And so he's, you know, chasing him around, which kind of looks funny because he has, like, a little clover, and he's, like, aiming the gun.
Yeah. he's like holding it like a shield.
Yeah.
Like a riot shield.
Yeah.
He's got the gun behind the clover. And, like, the leprechaun's, like, freaked out. He's like, oh, no, don't you hit me with the clover. And it's like, what? He's going to shoot you in the face with, like, you know, buckshot.
Yeah.
Like,
you're with the done. Clover. The clover.
Yeah. What but clover particulates. So, yeah.
I guess, yeah, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, the clover particulates would have been carried away by the buckshot into the body of the festering leprechaun.
So he was going to risk shooting off his hand.
Dude, it's the leprechaun movie. Dumber things will come about.
I just realized that, like, yeah, I thought it was because, like, he was trying to, like, scare him with, like, you know, it weakens him.
No.
I mean, I know it weakens him.
No,
but like,
my assumption was that he was gonna shoot it. It was gonna like refract, you know, like basically.
Well, because he does shoot him. Obviously, he shoots him, and
everybody shot him. That damn leprechaun got capped like 20 times in this film.
He does shoot him. He recaptures him. He shoots him, and throws him in a crate that he has conveniently placed.
Yeah, and then all he's got to do is put like the kryptonite four-leaf clover on top of it, and it binds the leprechaun.
Yeah, he can't
but
escape.
For some odd reason, the leprechaun has like some kind of like telepathic power, like some force choke or something.
Well, I thought, because I thought the clover would weaken him.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, Grady, I'm going to like take your soul. Like, I'm
Well, the only reason he, it ha- so he, O'Grady has a stroke.
Yeah.
because he's overworking himself. So I don't think it was much of the leprechaun.
I don't think it was overworking himself. I think it was all that damn Jameson flowing through his system.
True, yeah. He
probably, you know, the alcoholic spirit got inside of him and crippled him for the leprechaun to take advantage of O'Grady.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my assumption.
Yeah, it's most likely what it was.
Probably.
Mr. O'Grady, you're hammered.
Exactly. I've got my friends working on the inside. Come into the crate. Yep.
So, unfortunately, he has a stroke and the leprechaun is left there to wither away for the next 10 years. And that's when we get to Tori and her dad and the North Dakota house of the O'Grady's farm. And it's an old dilapidated farmhouse that he's going to do. He's going to fix it up. Yeah.
Filled with tarantulas.
Giant tarantulas.
Yeah, giant tarantulas in North Dakota. Just, you never knew, folks. Don't go to North Dakota. It's apparently completely infested with giant tarantulas.
Yes.
You learn something new every day.
I guess so, yeah. It's the leprechaun is what it is, man. It's that magic. It's the Irish magic.
Yeah, it just lured the giant tarantulas in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, basically Tori gets there. She's not feeling it.
No,
she's like, man, I'm Beverly Hills. This is dirty, dusty. It's nasty. Where do I sleep?
Yeah, there's no shops around. There's nothing, you know.
Nah. So she gets her flip, like, 19-pound cell phone, which, like.
Her portable.
Yeah, which, like, 2% of the population had back then. And she's like, I'm going to call a hotel. Get me a hotel room. So she goes through and she's like dialing it across and going to get her hotel room. And lo and behold, Nathan, the handyman, walks by.
With some paint thinner.
With all of his paint thinner. And she runs into him because she's trying to get signal.
Yeah.
And he spills paint thinner all over. And she's like, oh my gosh, let me help you. It's paint thinner. Like, literally, like, what are you going to do? Like, soak it up with, like, a towel?
Oh, no. She didn't say, let me help you. She said, oh, well, this cover it. She gives him $20. And it's like, here, that cover it? Like, okay. And he's like, no. So she gives him $40, which back then that's a lot of money, man. $40 isn't good around, you know.
Yeah, 1993, you could get like oil drum full of paint thinner.
Yeah, full of paint thinner, man.
Dude, the guy's got slave labor. As you see later in the movie, he's got Ozzy and Alex, you know, so.
Yeah, he's probably paying Ozzy, but of course I don't think, you know.
I don't think he's paying Alex. And what is their relation? Okay, so Nathan basically is like this handyman. It's three guys who paint is the company. It's on the side of the truck. And so apparently her dad hired them to paint the house. Horribly, by the way.
Yeah, because they don't wash it off. They don't power wash it.
No, there's no power washing. There's no prep work. There's no sanding. They don't lay down no towels. They don't lay down no drop cloths, nothing.
They landlord the shit.
Yeah. You see them with toothpaste filling up the holes like spackle, just all kinds of stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
And you're like, what the hell is this? But the three guys who paint are Nathan, Ozzy, who's basically probably meant to be like 20 years old, 22 years old.
Yeah, something like that. He's older, obviously.
He's older, but he's like Nathan's age.
Yeah.
And then you go to Alex, and Alex is probably like 12. And I was like, what? They never explained their backstory. Like, did they all meet in the orphanage? Like, what's the dynamic here?
Oh, yeah, because I always assumed watching it that they were brothers, Alex and Nathan. But then I realized, rewatching it for the podcast, they never mention, like, how they're related.
No. Or
how
if
they even are related. I just assumed, because, you know, this looks somewhat similar.
Yeah.
So you kind of assume they're... it's never mentioned, brought up, that he kidnapped this kid.
Well, the one part that I thought that was hilarious about the whole introduction to the three guys who paint is Ozzy grabs a stick of gum, and he, like, is chomping on it. Like, it's, like, the best thing on earth. He has, like, a Wrigley experiment. And he's like, and if you remember Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Pee-wee gives him the stick of gum, and Francis starts eating it and chomping on it. And then it's trick gum that, like, bleeds black out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, he's pulling the same, like, shtick.
Yeah, little references. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I was like, dude, that's kind of like a Pee-wee reference. That's awesome. But, of course, they never say anything about that either. But,
yeah,
you know, take it as you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, now Tori and, you know, Nathan, he's like, you know, pretty much arguing about, you know, because she's like, scared of the house or whatever because it's so dirty, filled with spiders and all that. And he's like, you know, kind of like, oh, yeah, I figured, you know, girls are scared of all this stuff and they think it's nasty or whatever. She's like, okay, first of all, no. So when the dad comes out, he's like, you know what? You know, we're not going to live here.
Let's book a room.
Yeah, we'll book a room. You know, we don't have to stay here. And she's like, no, I changed my mind. Like, I'll help clean it out now because, you know, she's got to prove a point and make this dude fall in love with her.
Yeah, and the dude is just baffled. Like, the dad is just like, what?
It's the 90s, man. It was like over-exaggerated expressions for the dad.
Oh, yeah. It's like, and he's just sitting there, like, baffled. And he's like, you figure they would eventually throw a bone. And, like, yeah, it's the 90s, but you knew, like, boys like girls and girls like boys and so on and so forth. So, like, yeah, if you see that, you're going to know, like, oh, hey, I've got, like, a, you know, 21-year-old half-naked man in my front yard painting stuff with ripply muscles, and I got my teenage daughter right here.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, you would think, like, it would be like, hey, man, stay away from my daughter and, you know, just.
Hey, why don't you and the big kid and the little tiny loudmouth kid get the hell off my the property?
Well, okay, so for me, it reminds me, and of course this is around the same time. Well, this would actually be after. It reminds me, it's like a Goosebumps episode. So that's kind of what you're getting from it. And then later on, I mean, you would get Goosebumps. You would get, you know, the shows and all that. Yeah. So could be, you know, the starting.
Could just be a precursor to the Goosebumps legacy.
Yeah, because, I mean, it reads yeah. it shows like that, you know. It has the little guy-girl relationship, you know, kind of goofy, but made for more adults, I guess you could say. So it has that little atmosphere of just like, oh, it's kind of like Goosebumps. Like,
beware, you're in for a scare. Well, yeah, plus also it kind of had that whole kid thing of, you know, previous movies like Child's Play.
Yeah.
You know, Child's Play, though it was obviously, you know, engineered and marketed towards adults. Kids were like, oh, I've got dolls at home. What the hell is this? And a lot of kids fell into that trap with Chucky.
So. Unfortunately, yeah. There's a lot of kids now that lock their dolls in their closet. And
I don't know nothing about that. Locking dolls in closets.
So they're, you know, painting the house an ugly blue and the shutters are red.
Red.
I don't know why. That's their color of choice. That's what the dad wanted.
He's an American, damn it. He's an American.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
We're not Irish over here. Yeah, we're exactly. Red, white, and blue.
I don't care if there's a damn leprechaun in a box in my basement.
These colors don't run.
Exactly. No, wait a minute. They are running down the side of my shutters. The red runs.
So Ozzy goes inside. I forgot why. He was like, he went to go get something, right? Went to the basement.
Some brushes or something.
Oh, yeah, to get some.
Alex
yeah.
dispatches him to go do something, and so he goes inside.
Yeah, and that's when he gets confronted by the
crate.
The crate, yeah, because Tori and Nathan were trying to open it before, and they don't succeed. Why? I don't know why. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It just
maybe somebody of a simple nature had to come in. Usher in the terror of the leprechaun. I don't know.
they crap on this dude so much, and they did make him special needs.
Yeah,
they don't blatantly say it. I mean, there is a scene where Alex tells him he needs a brain operation, but
yeah, there's a time when Alex totally tricks him into saying that they need to keep the gold so he can get the brain operation, and then it gets clarified later that there's no operation that could fix.
You can't fix stupid, folks.
Yeah, you can't fix Ozzy's brain. It was horrible.
But yeah. So he hears the same thing that the wife heard in the beginning of the movie. He's hearing like a little girl, you know, asking for help. And he wipes off the crate and he wipes off the clover. And out comes Leprechaun.
Yep.
And he asks him, well, you know, what are you? And he's like, well, you know, look at the buckles on my shoes.
He's very dapper.
He's very, very dapper.
Yeah.
He's a cobbler by trade. So he tries to shine Ozzy's shoes. Doesn't work. So he's going to bite his earlobe off. He doesn't tell him where the gold is. So Ozzy runs out and starts, you know, he's panicking. You know, you just saw a leprechaun. Of course you're going
to
panic.
Yeah, he's taking the report to everyone. He's waving the flag. He's like, hey, there's a damn leprechaun there. But then you find out that Ozzy's been spinning yarns for a long time. Oh, yeah. And last week, Ozzy was telling people about UFOs.
Well, yeah, he's like telling a whole story to Alex. And Alex's like, dude, just no. And so you come up with a leprechaun. It's like, no, dude, we're not going to believe you. Yeah. You've cried wolf too many times.
Go give me some brushes.
So they all go inside to check it out, and they find it's a rat. Like that's the leprechaun. He's like, no, that's not the leprechaun. The leprechaun was bigger than that, and he wanted to shine my shoes.
Yeah.
And eat his earlobe off if he doesn't tell him where the gold is at. So they go back outside, and they're still talking about it, and they see a rainbow. And that just adds more, like, come on, man, a rainbow, leprechaun, that's...
Yeah,
this
so
has got to be
real. You know, Alex and Ozzy go on a road trip. They find an old broke down truck out on the outskirts of the property. And they open up the truck. And lo and behold, sitting on the driver's seat is one gold coin.
Yeah.
Now, so Ozzy picks it up and he's, oh, wow, shiny gold, you know? And Alex is like, oh, man, give it to me. And he's like, no, no, no. So Alex obviously is still, you know, fleecing the vehicle. He's like patting everything down. Well, then he looks behind the driver's seat. There's a whole bag of gold. So he's like, yeah, Ozzy, you know what? You can keep that piece of gold because I got a whole bag. Then Ozzy decides, hey, wonderful idea. I'm going to put my gold coin in my mouth.
Well, he was going to check if it was real. And the way they check is, you know, biting on it to check if it's real.
And then swallow it.
And then he swallowed it. So I don't know how he went from the edge of his teeth to like all the way.
He must have been doing it like just trying to get the back molars. He couldn't get.
He was really trying to see if it's real.
Maybe he had fillings in the front, you know, like the silver fillings.
Maybe.
And so he had to put it back in the back so that the back could fill because the silver would, you know, basically conduct with the gold. I don't know.
Anyways, knows how he's thinking.
He swallows the gold. And now he basically, you know, you learn, hey, Ozzy's got a gold coin in his tummy. So they go back to the house, obviously, because that's what you do.
But they're not going to tell anybody because they're going to keep this to themselves. Because, again, like we said before, he tells Ozzy, hey, let's keep this gold, see if it's real, you know, when we go into town. And then we can, if it is real, we can get you that operation to fix your brain, which is a line they weren't going to keep because they didn't want to throw a shot out to the mentally disabled. This whole dude is a shot at the mentally disabled. You can't make a character like this.
We don't want to say it one time. We say it like three times throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Like,
but that one line was going to be the one that, oh, they wouldn't like that. Like, well, dude, you made a whole character already, so you might as well.
You're crossing lines.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't offend me. I'm just saying, like, come on. If you're worried about offending somebody, but you're still going to make the character, you might as well just go all the way.
Yeah. Full throttle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're... painting. They're painting at the house, and I could be skipping, you know.
Yeah, a little non-sequential things, obviously.
Yeah, but, you know, Leprechaun wants his gold, so he goes out, he's under the truck, and Tori's going in there looking for paintbrushes, and Leprechaun's caressing her leg, and she's like, oh, Nathan, like...
Yeah, this is how you get the ladies, everybody.
It's so hot, you know.
Hide underneath motor vehicles and caress the back of people's calves.
I don't know what she was flattered by, because, like, dude, you literally saw him walk the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, Nathan, you're caressing my leg like a creep.
Like I'm saying, also coming from underneath the truck, like, how is that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, and then Leprechaun scratches her, freak out, you know, happens, you know, the dad comes, and she's like, you know, somebody, like, scratched me, like. And he goes, oh, it's probably an animal. Like, no. I know what it's like when a man presses my leg.
And cuts me.
In front of her dad. Yes. Yeah. But he's like, no, it went off into the bushes. Like,
it's probably that rat from the basement.
It's probably that big
probably
old
came
rat.
Upstairs. Or some of the spider people.
It was one of the spiders is what it was. And so they're like, no, it's not. It's an animal or something. So the dad, you know, he hears a cat meowing in a tree. And so what do? You stick your whole hand in it to see.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Because cats are always so, you know.
They're eager to oblige. They will just like come out and allow you to get at them, never lay a claw on you or anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, whenever I see like a felled tree, I just obviously, I don't want to use a flashlight on it. That's just going to spook the little critter I'm trying to get at. So I go full throttle, just throw that hand on the whole damn arm all the way up to the shoulder.
Yeah, and he gets bit by not the cat, but the leprechaun. Of course, they don't know it's the leprechaun.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, oh, the cat bit me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like all like a giant, like oozing, festering wound. The cat bit me. Freaking Cujo's down in the little.
So they have to take it. They have to rush him to the emergency room because, like, you just got bit.
Because dad's a wimp.
Yeah, you need your rabies shot. You know, you need to make sure that, you know, you're not going to die. Blood loss. So they go to the hospital. And that's it. That's it for dad. You don't see him at all the rest of the film. He is gone. That bite led to an infection, what led to a death or something like that.
Doesn't matter. He's.
He's done. You don't see him the rest of the film. Now, I've been bit by a dog before on the leg, and I've had to get stitches, but I've never had to spend the night in the hospital because I got bit.
This is the new version of Dame, the original version of Dame. Died in the ER?
I guess so, yeah.
From the dog wound?
So they're while they're taking, or Tori and Nathan are taking care of dad, you know, Ozzie and Alex.
They're gonna go get those coins assessed.
It's time for he needs an operation ASAP. Yeah. Right? He needs it soon.
His brain's been off the chart for a while.
Poor Ozzie. So they go to
it's like a comic book shop.
Yeah, it's like a toy shop. It's like not even a
sports
like
sports collectibles. There's like baseball cards and stuff in there, and you're like,
it could be like a little pawn shop, but like.
And the guy's like closing for the night. It's like, oh, we're closing.
Yeah, and so they're talking about the gold coin, and he's like, yeah, some weird markings on it. Could be real. Probably is real.
Why don't you leave it with me tonight, and I'll have an answer for you tomorrow.
Yeah, so. Which is stupid. Not on his part, I guess. You know, he doesn't know that there's a leprechaun looking for it.
Well, and on top of that, the little kid, Alex, didn't even count the coins.
Yeah, he
didn't. So there's 100 coins there, so basically the pawn shop guy could have been like, okay, your 50 coins are X. Now, you can afford the brain operation for your little friend.
Little friend.
Dude, he punks Ozzy out the whole film, okay?
He does, yeah, he really does. Poor dude.
He's a dick.
He really is.
Alex is a dick.
Dude, that little kid, yeah, is a little
He's
ass.
A dick, dude. He's an ass hat.
Yeah, I would have.
I would have liked to have seen the leprechaun just, like, beat the shit out of him.
Dude, when I watched this movie before, I always wanted the leprechaun to freaking, like, get him. Of course, it doesn't happen, but who knows? Maybe there'll be another version where he gets the...
Dude builds, like, another vehicle, just like a wood chipper.
He comes back 20 years later, and he finally decides to... Or 25 years later, he decides to...
Him and Ozzy team up in a giant battle royale against Alex and his kin. Alex, like, is a middle-aged stockbroker living in, like, the Upper East Side. They're just like, yeah, what's good, man? Trading stocks, Alex? Remember me? I needed a brain operation. Here's the wood chipper. Be awesome. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen.
Anybody got the funding for this, you just let me know.
Leprechaun's revenge. Ozzy's revenge. So, sorry, we got off track. But
yeah,
anyways,
just a little bit.
Back to Leprechaun. So Leprechaun shows up at the pawn shop and bites this dude's leg. Which, dude, if you
don't forget, man, you're forgetting the most excellent part. So when they leave and they're headed into town, Leprechaun is in the barn and he finds a tricycle.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And
yeah,
so he
okay,
Leprechaun's got like 6 vehicles in this film. Dude's bad, right? So he like gets on the little tricycle and he's pedaling. And, like, at first it's normal, but then they speed up the tape.
Yeah, they speed up the tape.
It's like fast forward. And then it's like 8 times. And they show, like, the little leprechaun. So then, like, there's a little alley next to the pawn shop, and you just see, like, the little leprechaun shadow on a tricycle, and he pulls up. Great. Great cinematic moment.
It's I forgot about that. Yeah, he's on the tricycle.
Yeah, dude. He gets on that little kid's tricycle and makes it happen.
Yeah, and then he shows up at the pawn shop or toy shop, whatever the shop is.
Whatever the shop is, yeah.
Collector's shop. And he demands his gold coin back. And then he goes for his leg to bite it. Now, oh, he does bite it. He succeeds. He wounds him. Now, first of all, if you see something coming at you, just kick it. Like, he was so slow to react.
Yeah, it's a little tiny evil-looking thing, man. It's got, like, fangs. It's green. Why are you sitting there trying to... Everybody in this film is, like, trying to make out what it is. Dude, I'm sorry. If I'm out in the middle of nowhere, there's, like, even, like, dude, I love animals. I'll get that on the point. Dude, but there's, like, a dog with two legs pulling itself across a field, and it's all, like, rabid, and it's all matted, and it's got, like, 47 fangs, like, all elongated, coming after me.
Yeah.
It's getting kicked, bro. I'm not going to sit there and try to be like, is that a dog? Or is that a chupawumpum? No, dude, it's getting kicked.
So he bites him, wounds him.
And he already knows by that point, if you get bit by this thing, you're going to go to the hospital.
Yeah, you're going
to
die.
And your character's over.
Look what happened to the dad.
Dad's gone. Yeah.
It's over for him. That's a wrap. No more. So he doesn't go to the hospital. He's like, no. Leprechaun demands the gold coin. So he takes it, and he's like, oh, I only got 99 to go. And then he hops on a pogo stick.
Yep.
And he pogos the dude to death while singing a nursery rhyme.
Awesome.
Just great.
But you can really see how, like I said earlier, how the character evolves. How you get Leprechaun on the Hood. And you get him rapping and doing this stuff. Because he's sitting there rhyming. Yeah, while he's like pogo sticking the hell out of the guy. And it's like, this is great.
Yeah. It's very comedic. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's great. They didn't try to go too far, like, with the horror. Like, try to make him, like, real dark. Like a real dark, they just did a comedy, like a horror comedy, and it worked. Because Warwick wanted it to be more comedic anyways. It freaking worked. But after the pogo stick, he crushes his chest with the pogo stick. He finds his new Pinto.
Yep. Not only his Pinto, remember, he steals all kinds of stuff. He steals a big old teddy bear. Remember when he's riding down the highway, he's got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he steals all, like,
he steals all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You know, for a guy who complains about people taking his gold, he's sure not shy to...
Yeah, he ain't shy to take anybody else's crap.
So he drives on. Yeah. Really, like this thing's... It's going. This thing is going.
Yeah, it's fast-forwarded by, like, 10, maybe 12.
Yeah. And so he gets... But the cop sees him. He's like, hey, man, I clocked you going 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, he's like, do you know how fast you were going? Do you know what time it is, kid?
Yeah, he thinks he's a kid.
Because he thinks that obviously the leprechaun is like some like youngster out on a...
Yeah, he's like, you know how old, you know, aren't you a little too young to be out this late? And he goes, no. He's like, I'm
600 years old.
Yeah, I'm 600 years old. I don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
Dude's like, all right, smart ass, you know. But the dude's like dissing on him now, like talking crap to the leprechaun. He's like, oh, you shouldn't be mean to a leprechaun. And then he grabs his face. Literally, that's all he does. He grabs it, I guess scratches it a little bit. And then
Deathclaw
takes his gun and throws it away. And then there's a chase with the leprechaun and the cop. And
oh, it was epic. It was like 9 hours long. You're like, how hard is it? Then the cop, like, literally, he gets away from the leprechaun. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, but instead of, like, keep running... Okay, so he gets away from the leprechaun, and the leprechaun's kind of showing his powers. He's, like, disappearing behind a tree and then reappearing behind another tree.
It was kind of cool how they did that effect, though. When he disappears, like, you could see, like, the, like, electronic-looking leprechaun skeleton.
Yeah, I love that.
That was cool.
Yeah, that I do like. But he gets away from him, and instead of being like, dude, I'm going to keep going because this thing is, like, evil. Obviously, it has powers. It can reappear and appear, you know, reappear anywhere. Like... I gotta go. I gotta get, you know, I gotta call for backup. This thing is crazy. No, what does he do? He slumps next to a tree.
In a fog-filled forest. And he's like, oh, thank God I got away.
Like, dude, you ran 10 feet and then...
Called it quits. Yeah.
And what happens? He gets what he deserves at this point.
Absolutely.
I mean, and then he throws his freaking baton.
Yeah. He has one weapon left and he's like, hey, take this.
And then he throws it at him like, dude, come on. Like, that's your only weapon.
Yeah.
And he's, I don't know.
And you're not only going to give up your only weapon, but you're going to give up after that. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, he gives up.
That was a little much.
Yeah. And then, of course, the leprechaun.
Yep. Does what leprechauns do.
Gets on his shoulders and breaks his neck. And it's kind of playing with him a little bit, too.
Yeah.
It's like, is he dead?
Maybe.
But Leprechaun goes back to the house to try to look for the gold. And while he's looking for the gold, he stumbles upon some shoes. And if you know anything about leprechauns, they got to shine shoes.
Yeah.
They have to.
It's the cobbler nature, yeah.
Yeah. They have to shine shoes. So he trashes the place, but he leaves a perfect little table, you know, the table with the shoes perfectly on there. So when everybody gets home, except for the dad, because remember, he's done. That bit, that bite, he's over. They're like, dude, what the heck is going on? Why are the shoes, like, perfectly? And Ozzy, even though he's special, he is the only one thinking on the right track. He's like, no, dude, that leprechaun tried to shine my shoes.
He was talking about my shoes? Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was a cobbler by trade. These shoes are perfectly, you know, stacked right here, but no one's, like, addressing it. No one's, like, really paint. Like, first of all, you find your shoes in the middle of the room, perfectly shined, I guess you could say. And you don't find it a little bit funny? Nothing's stolen. Nothing's, like...
On top of that, the house, through the whole movie, is, like, in shambles. It's completely in a state of disarray.
Yeah.
So now, like, you come home, and all the shoes are, like, stacked orderly and shined. Oh, that doesn't cause any, like, concern. It just, that's how it works.
These people aren't.
But Ozzy needs that brain surgery.
He needs the gold, man.
He needs the gold.
But they do get confronted by the leprechaun. Finally. Because he needs the gold.
Yep.
He needs to figure out where the gold is. Well, they don't really even, he doesn't really confront him. Like, to saying anything, but, well, he asked for the gold. But, like...
Yeah, but, like, what? Half of the people in the scene don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because they're like, gold.
Except for Ozzy.
Ozzy and Alex know, but they don't bother to fill anybody else in on it. They're like, yeah. Oh, no. The older kids, we don't need to tell them.
Yeah, they're just being terrorized by a leprechaun.
Yeah, they're just a leprechaun here for some reason. I don't know. Yeah. Here, Ozzy, keep eating this.
So Leprechaun is terrorizing him pretty much. He's doing, like, little weird things on the skateboard. He's trying
Then he gets a skateboard. Yeah, that's form of transportation number three. He's doing little skateboard tricks.
Yeah. Well, because Nathan goes outside, and that's when he gets confronted by the leprechaun.
Well, he steps in a bear trap.
Oh, yeah, he steps in a bear trap.
Steps in a bear trap because, you know, by that time, you know, obviously, you know, freaking leprechauns put up booby traps.
Yeah.
He's prepared.
Oh, yeah. He's prepped the whole house. He's set everything. And, you know, they give Nathan the shotgun. Blast him one time, gets him. And then he just unloads on this bush.
Yeah. He's sitting there hitting a shrub, and he's like, I'll see him, me get him. No, you're not getting anything, bro. You're hitting nothing. But.
I don't know, man. Thinking you just got to give up your weapons.
Yep.
That's clearly the logic.
I'm surprised he didn't just throw it at the bush like the sheriff with the baton. Hold on, I'll come through with the sound effect.
So now they're being terrorized by this little leprechaun and trying to get away, you know, trying to figure out how to get out there. Of course, he's wounded because of the bear trap. They're trying to hop in the truck to leave. It's not working. Yeah.
The truck never works because basically the distributor cap's going bad. And the only one who can fix it is Alex, our little genius.
So Alex has to go out there, opens the hood.
I would have left him there.
And there's the leprechaun wearing all the wires.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just the distributor cap this time.
Yeah. He's
eaten through the entire electrical panel of the truck.
Yeah, so the truck's over. It's done. And so now they shoot him. They do shoot him, try to get him. He runs off into the barn. And he comes out with his little makeshift tank.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he's got this, like, metal drill tank thing. It looks like a rocket ship.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
And it has some power on it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because he hits the truck and flips them over.
And see, I thought that the leprechaun had taken the original vehicle and built onto that and made it like a battering ram kind of thing. But that's not the case at all because you see the little car with the teddy bear and everything later parked by the old truck.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got, and he parks all of his vehicles right there. Like, he's got his little skateboard there. I'm like, dude, this guy is, like, fully mobile. He's got his little leprechaun submarine, all kinds of stuff. Helicopter.
He knows how to use all of it, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
He's 600 years old, but he knows how to use all this stuff.
Absolutely.
So logical, man. So pretty much they're trying to find, you know, trying to find a way to kill this leprechaun. And Ozzy's going to sacrifice himself because
he knows he's got that coin.
He's got that coin inside of him. He hasn't passed it yet. And he knows, you know, I'm just going to sacrifice myself. Like, he wants me anyways. Well, no, he doesn't want you, dude. He just wants the coin. And it just happens to be inside you.
Because you ate it. Because you were chewing on it.
Yeah. But he's like, well, they were like, no, you don't need to do that. We can find a way. You know, we just need to give him his gold back. And so they're like, okay, well, here's where the gold's at. It's at the well. It's buried. It's
the in the bucket down at the bottom of the well.
Yeah. So she goes out there by herself. Ozzy and Alex don't even go with her. Why would Cowards.
You? Okay.
Nathan can't go. I understand that because he's wounded. But like, come on, dude, you're a grown man. But again, I know he has a kid mentality. I understand that. So she goes out there by herself, reels it up, and there it is. There's the gold, and gives it back to him. Boom! It's over. That's done. They can go to the hospital now and probably die there because, you know, her dad apparently couldn't come out.
Nate's definitely dead. But yeah. So the leprechaun takes the gold and he goes back to his little camp by the truck.
Yeah, he's got to count it all.
Yeah, he's got to make sure it's all there. So he's there counting the gold coins, comes up to 99, and he's like, 99. He realizes there's a coin missing.
Yeah.
So one of them jerks at the farmhouse has his coin.
So he's got to go back and get it. So he goes back and tries to get it and just pretty much like, dude, I got it. Now Ozzy wants to sacrifice himself. And they're like, you know, they're going at it again. And he's doing all the crazy stuff, the reappearing, appearing, you know, doing cool stuff that I like. But Ozzy suggests like, hey, well, Mr. O'Grady, who used to live here, he used to tell me stories about, you know, the leprechaun and all that. Maybe he can tell you how to defeat him. You know, he's at the old psychiatric ward because, you know, he had a stroke or at the nursing home because he had a stroke 10 years ago when his wife passed away. And he's still alive. So Tori's like, okay, well, I'm going to go by myself, you know, to see how to defeat this little thing. And, of course, how do they keep him from, you know, following her? They throw the boots, all the shoes, they throw them that he shined. Because, you know, leprechaun can't
do anything. Get them all dirty and dusty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leprechaun can't do anything until he shines all the shoes that are in front of him. So she goes, but the coolest thing that I like is when she's driving down the road and he appears, you know, running behind her.
Yeah, like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On skates.
Yeah. So I'm saying, man, this dude is mobile.
He's got skateboards. So far he's had a tricycle. He's had a little car. He's had a skateboard. He's had a tank. And now he's on skates.
Yeah, he's on roller skates. But lo and behold, you know, he doesn't know how to control the skates. Because he ends up crashing
through it. Yeah, he ends up crashing through it, yeah. And so
skates he hasn't mastered yet.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that's the only thing related to shoes.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's like not.
That like has a boot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tori makes it to the nursing home, finds out where Mr. O'Grady is, you know, staying, goes over there. He's in the wheelchair, and she's like, hey, we know the leprechaun came back. We need to know how to defeat him. Turns around, and it's just the leprechaun in his clothes. And then there's an epic chase scene through the nursing home where he's on a wheelchair.
Yep, once again.
Which, again, is all sped up because Jennifer Aniston had a, like, slow run and wiggle around to make it look like she was.
I thought they were just trying to wiggle around to show her backside. It's one thing I noticed. They focus on her butt a whole lot in this movie.
Yeah. And then to make it look like, you know, Warwick was you know, going faster than he was. Because it was hard to maneuver that wheelchair for the
scene. On top of that, think of poor Warwick, man. Look at those shoes.
Oh, yeah. And the shoes that he's wearing. And then he has the rubber gloves, of course, you know, for his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably hard to, you know.
So sensory-wise, he's, like, completely, like, removed from everything in every scene. He's got the big goblin kind of nose, the weird costume. He's got the gloves. He's got those weird, like, they're almost like platforms.
Yeah.
And he's got to run around.
Because he got heels on him.
Yeah. So.
And he runs around pretty much the whole movie. Like, he's running around.
Except when he's in one of his vehicles.
Hey, props to him and the stunt doubles that, you know. We're in this because, dude, that was.
Yeah, that had to take definitely a physical toll on him. So,
because, well, he did it. Like, he got like a lung infection, right, from like the makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, dude, he put a lot of work into this one, man. And I mean, hey, it was successful in its cult classic kind of way, I want to say.
Yeah, in its own right, it was a great film.
Yeah. So, back to the chase scene. So she gets in the elevator to go back down and, you know, to escape the leprechaun. And who breaks through the ceiling but Mr. O'Grady.
Yeah.
Oh, he found me, and he conveniently tells her what she needs to do. You know, find the four-leaf clover, you know, get it on him, and you'll be able to.
Yeah, that was weird, too. The fact that he, like, comes out of the top of the elevator, like, did he escape the room? Or was Leprechaun like, oh, take a fall, and throw him down the elevator?
Probably. I want to say that one. Yeah, he.
And then he just realized somebody's there, so he's like, oh, hold on. That's somebody I think is trying to kill the leprechaun.
Yeah, because he just says, like, oh, he found me. You need to use a four-leaf clover to kill him.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Like, she knows exactly what you're talking about. Like, yeah. Didn't you have a stroke like 10 years ago? Healthcare system in this town sucks.
Sucks, dude.
You have a stroke, you're in a mental hospital for 10 years. You get bit by a cat, you're dead.
That's it. You're done.
So. You got ADHD? Ah,
yeah.
You're slow-witted. You need a brain operation.
You need a brain operation.
Yep.
So he tells her that he needs to get the four-leaf clover, and it's planted around the well that she got the gold from. So she goes back and tells him, hey, we need to find a four-leaf clover, and boom, we'll be able to defeat him. And so they go, and they start picking at it, looking at, you know, trying to find it, and they get frustrated. But Ozzy's like, no, dude, you got to have faith. Come on now, you're losing your faith. I have faith that this brain operation will work. You got to have faith about this four-leaf clover. And in her frustration, she's like, okay, fine, I have faith. And she pulls out, just a handful, and she finds one.
One, yeah.
One little clover. And so they're having another battle. The leprechaun's going at it again. He's finally going to take his gold coin out of Ozzy's stomach. And right at the last minute, that's when... Alex, with his slingshot, shoots it into his mouth and melts him away.
Yep. Just completely melts the little leprechaun.
Yeah, throw him down the well. Nathan gets the gasoline and pours it in there and lights it up. Boom. Leprechaun's history. For now. As we know.
Yeah.
He's not fully dead.
He'll be back 8 more times.
Yeah. And it gets better every single
Absolutely.
Time.
He goes to the hood. He goes to space. All the places the leprechaun can go.
That's all you need, man. That's it.
Yep.
You don't need to go anywhere else. So they defeat him. Of course, there's a voiceover at the end that shows you that he's not. He will be back.
Yeah.
For his gold coin. And that is Leprechaun. One of the greatest movies ever. But it was good, man. It's a funny movie to watch.
Oh, it's amazing. I was telling a family about it at my job yesterday.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, my kids want to get into horror. Like, what's a good beginner film? And I'm like, dude, Leprechaun.
Yeah, it's perfect. A little, you know.
Like, it's tongue-in-cheek. It's just like that nonsensical, like, I mean, you can't be scared of a leprechaun.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you
can. I guess you can. But
my brother-in-law, shout out Eric, man. He was creeped out by the leprechaun. Creeped him out. I get it to an extent, dude.
I don't know.
It's a magical little person that wants to kill you for its gold.
I guess scary. Just growing up with like all different like things, I just, you know, like.
Well, I wasn't scared of it because, of course, yeah. Like
yeah,
you said,
I heard stories about duendes and, you know, gnomes and goblins.
And the witches and stuff like that.
Like legend with, like, the goblins and stuff? Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, a leprechaun? And this one just seemed mischievous. I think he was just misunderstood. I think you could party with that leprechaun if you just give him his gold.
Yeah.
Don't try touching his gold.
And they do party with them later on.
Absolutely. In the hood, they all
get high with him. Dude.
He has 3 chicks that he possesses. He has his own club. Dude. He faded iced tea. He faded iced tea. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, dude. It gets so much better. Check out Leprechaun.
Yeah.
It's on Peacock. You know, it's also on Tubi, I believe.
Yeah, it's on Tubi, I think.
a lot of stuff is on Tubi. A lot of great, like, B-horror is
It's just waiting there for you.
Yeah, it's just waiting there. But that was Leprechaun. That's what we thought about it. It's the funny little movie that we like.
Absolutely.
And go check it out. It is a fun little watch, especially, you know, coming at the end of March. You still want to continue your little St. Patrick's.
Yeah,
you know,
want to keep your St. Patrick's Day rolling a little bit. You know, it doesn't have to be just one day.
Yeah, you can make it a whole week. You know? Absolutely. But we hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll be back next week to, you know, give you some more.
Absolutely. Be back with our full voice next week. Cause,
because
I'm a little under the weather this week.
He's under the weather.
Because
the leprechaun got him.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to the hospital. I'll be dead next week.
Yeah, don't go to the hospital, man. At least in that town. Don't go in that town.
Go to North Dakota, bro.
Go to North Dakota. You'll die. Like, you got a splinter? That's it.
Spiders.
They euthanize you on the spot. But thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to follow us on Instagram. Link will also be in the description of this episode. Please share our podcast with anyone. Rate and review it. Helps us out. And we will see you
next week.